I would like to present something to you that could cause you to think deeply about the importance of family and fellowship. And I will endeavor to, in these few short minutes, remove the idea that joy or cheerfulness is related to relationships. I think that we've been misled by the world regarding the subject of relationships, in that they teach, or the world teaches, that relationships are the end all, and that if you don't have a proper relationship, however it may be viewed, then you simply aren't proper. You simply are missing out on all of life. And that's a lie. I want you to embrace the truth regarding family and fellowship. And when I say fellowship, I'm talking about fellowshipping with like-minded believers who stand on the truth, the Word of God, who are fed by a gift minister in that sense of the concept of feeding. And I want you to consider moving away from explicit onus placed on the importance of relationships. I'm not saying relationships are bad. I'm saying a primary focus on those could be detrimental. It could mislead you and certainly take you away from the greatness of blessings that God has packed into His Word regarding the subject of fellowship and family. I've tried to throw a little bit of Spanish in here too, because we have Spanish-speaking people who listen to these things, and we reach out to the Spanish-speaking world in hopes of delivering God's Word. Now, I'm not going to make it an entire focus, and I'm certainly not as polished as our esteemed Jose and Dulce are. But I think the reasoning still stands. And so if you could turn to 1 John chapter 1 in your Bibles, I would like to share something on the subject of crammed full of cheerfulness. O en español, repleto de alegría. In 1 John chapter 1, verse 4, we read, "And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full." And if you are taking notes, you can put the word declarations after the word things. Y estas cosas os escribimos para que vuestro gozo sea cumplido. And the cosas, los cosas son declaraciones. The things are actually declarations. And so my question to you, mi pregunta a ti, is what was the principal declaration of those things? ¿Cuál fue la declaración principal de esas cosas? In 1 John chapter 1, verse 3, we read, that which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father, and with his Son, Jesus Christ. So, in the latter part of that verse, we see that the declaration is twofold. La declaración tiene dos partes. And if I were to sum that up, I would say it is fellowship with us, meaning those whose fellowship is with the Father and his Son. Y en español, para que también vosotros tengáis comunión con nosotros y nuestra comunión verdaderamente es con el Padre y con su Hijo Jesucristo. Just saying the same thing in Spanish. Cheerfulness, therefore, does not come from your relationships. I'm drawing a conclusion. La alegría no proviene de tus relaciones. Cheerfulness does not come from your relationships. And I gave a warning that the world teaches that they do, that cheerfulness does come from your relations. Well, it doesn't. It doesn't say that. Cheerfulness comes from fellowship with the family of God. It's fellowship and family. And that should be your focus. If you want cheerfulness, if you want to be repleto de alegría, you want to be crammed full, literally, of cheerfulness, then you must get this one lined out in your life. You must understand this. Cheerfulness comes from fellowship with the family of God. La alegría proviene de la comunión con la familia de Dios. Exactamente, solamente. That's the only way it comes. So this declaration of the power of fellowship with the family of God, that's what this is. This is a declaration of the power of fellowship with the family of God. If you're seeking joy, as the English says, alegría, as Spanish says, and cheerfulness, as the text says, if you're seeking that, it can only come from the power of fellowship with the family of God. If you're groping, extending you, your soul, your life, your everything, to make connections for relationships, then you're wasting your time. The nature of relationships is dynamic. The person you knew 10 years ago is not the same person you know today. And that's why you don't feel the same things. And you can't make those feelings come again. You cannot revive those feelings. You have what you have. The relationship is what it is. And due to the dynamic nature of any relationship, you cannot reestablish a past relationship. You can have time with the person, the people with whom you had what you would call connections, but it won't be the same, not today. It won't be the same tomorrow. So if you are a joy seeker through connections via relationships, I'm suggesting that you revisit that, that you actually stop that, even if it's with your spouse, and that you do whatever you can to connect with the family of God, to fellowship with the family of God. So we learned that this is a declaration of the power of fellowship with the family of God. Esta es una declaración del poder de la comunión con la familia de Dios. That's what we've learned. It is not a declaration of seeking out personal connections with people. No es una declaración de búsqueda de conexiones personales con las personas. It's not a declaration of seeking out personal connections with people. The Word of God must be front and center. La palabra de Dios debe estar en primer plano. The Word of God must be front and center. In any situation, of course, but more specifically, in all aspects of family and fellowship. And relationships are not included in them. Now, if you happen to connect with people, hey, more power to that. But do not let it distract you. Do not grope for unseen things that attempt to satisfy misunderstood volumes of connection. Like maybe you so want to be connected to somebody, you think that that's the answer to life and a provider of joy, of cheerfulness, of alegría. But you will not receive true spiritual alegría, joy, cheerfulness, without doing it God's way. The success of finding cheerfulness lies in establishing a familial and communal fellowship with like-minded believers. El éxito para encontrar la alegría radica en establecer una conexión familiar y comunitaria con creyentes que piensen igual. The success of finding cheerfulness lies in establishing a familial and communal fellowship with like-minded believers. I couldn't say that. I just can't say that enough. Now you can have a three-pronged situation where you still put extreme focus on relationships, which is an absolute distraction, and then also have fellowship with the family of God. 1, 2, 3. Okay? But the longer and more intensely you cleave and grope toward relationships, the less and less joy that you will have. You cannot and will not receive joy from relationships. You cannot and will not receive cheerfulness from relationships. You cannot and will not receive alegría from relationships. Now, I'm not suggesting disbanding the idea of having relationships, I am suggesting that we refocus our energies, our hearts, our souls, our longings for fellowship directly onto the family of God, onto and into the family of God, for it is the success marker for finding cheerfulness. El éxito para encontrar la alegría radica en establecer una comunión familiar y comunitaria con creyentes que piensen igual. It just stands on its own that cheerfulness comes from fellowship with like-minded believers. So what do you do if you have a relationship that is contrary to the word, where that person does not accept the truth of God's word? Even where that person defies truth, what do you do? Well, at that point in time, that person's beliefs are not your business. They're not part of you. You do not seek after them. You do not try to justify yourself before them. That's like you having an argument with the devil and saying, hey, I believe God's word because he goes, oh, well, the word's a lie. But I believe God's word because, no, it's a lie. Well, I believe God's word because, and you end up spending your soul on trivial and pointless matters. It would be far better to spend your soul on like-minded believers, where you're free, where you have liberty in Christ to manifest who you really are. Those things never change. You just happen to have such a strong core system of beliefs that it triggers reactions from non-like-minded people that you have relationships with. But you cannot contend with these people. You should not waste your time contending, arguing, discussing. If anything, when asked a question from somebody who doesn't believe the word and blatantly refuses to accept the truth that comes from your beautiful lips, the best way to handle that is to answer a question with a question. Never subject yourself to judgment, to being pinned in a corner, to feel that you have to defend yourself. It's time to stop all of that. And you can easily craft non-yes and no questions and have a volley of them at your disposal. For instance, if someone doesn't believe in, let's say, grace, or let's say inheritance, or let's say rewards, and anytime those subjects come up, or let's say they don't believe in speaking in tongues, anytime those subjects come up, it's an instant argument. And hopefully you can relate to this somehow. Well, instead of engaging, number one, you do not engage. And if you feel so compelled to contribute to delinquency, then you can answer the questions or state a question. And it could be like, well, what have you found in the Word of God regarding the subject of speaking in tongues? No yes, no answer. It promotes conversation, if that's what you really feel should happen, or what have you found in the Word regarding the subject of grace? Or what have you found in the Word regarding the subject of rewards? Or what have you found in the Word regarding any subject? Righteousness, forgiveness of sins, eternal life. But this is what Jesus did. He answered questions with questions. They hated it because it made them think and even confess the Word. So my message is clear that we as God's people are to be crammed full of cheerfulness. Cheerfulness. How many of you want cheerfulness today? Well, your pathway has been laid out before you. The family of God and fellowship with that family. We are to be like-minded on the Word of God, and it's with those people, in a fellowship of those people, that cheerfulness will come. Sure and steadfast, it will rise. And it will penetrate your heart, and it will overflow in everything that you do. If that is not the case today, I am suggesting that you revisit your relationships and not seek joy from them. Instead, seek fellowship with like-minded believers. Thank you.
All right.